Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.
G'day, everybody. Welcome to a wet Tuesday. Yes, it's raining, and woohoo. There we go. Some kind of lonely. Is this Karen Carpenter again?
Yeah, it wasn't exactly what I was looking for. Rainy days and Mondays, yeah. I was looking for rain.
Oh, look, we've got plenty to get through, family. Burns Beef is back, and he has got everyone in the gun at the moment, everyone right around the country, and it's always a pleasure to see this young man's blue eyes, Bernie Vince. G'day, Knackers.
Hello, Knackers.
Good afternoon to you, young man.
Yes, good to see you, Jars. Good day today. I got up and gave Harvey breakfast early on.
Yep.
And then went for a little hit of golf after that. And
that's back-to-back golf days.
Not back-to-back. I played last week on Friday.
Oh,
so
right.
Friday and Tuesday. There's a few days in between that. Not too bad. At 82 today. I'm going okay. Though.
Going okay for
not playing for a long time. But big show, Jazz. Big show.
Yes, we have. We're going to catch up with Tommy Jonas, the Port LA captain, after 6 o'clock. We've got the quiz, which everyone is talking about. I was down at the Butchers today at Foodland. My old mate down there, Chris Cutts, he wants to play. Damien wants to play. And he said, I'll offer you a bloody meat tray. Anyway, that wasn't a free plug. He had to pay for it. The government and health officials have granted the Adelaide Crows and Port LA permission to resume contact. Training from Monday, Byrne.
Big news.
The news has just come out the last 25 minutes, half hour. So the government are all systems go. Does that mean they want to play a showdown before they fly out?
Well, it gives them the ability to now, Jars, because they could play here in front of their home deck and then travel out after that to play the rest of the games. Why not?
Mm.
Why not?
I don't think it'll happen. The AFL have already got their schedule already sorted, to be quite honest with you. They'll fly out Sunday, the two sides.
But weren't they planning on possibly having a showdown in round two anyway?
That was before the restrictions have been dropped today, tonight.
Yeah, I know.
Should have done it 2 weeks ago.
The fixture hasn't come out yet, Jazz, so they could still do it.
Well, the fixture's already been done for up there, in the hub up there. But what's your take on it? What's your thoughts regarding the government's decision the last half hour?
Well, yeah, it would have been better if they made it last week. What's changed today to change it? That's my question. But anyway, it's great. It's great for them because they don't have to travel up as early. It's better for the families, better for their well-being. Mm-hmm. So hats off to the government for letting them do it. I was just hoping it was going to be a little bit earlier, Jars, maybe at the end of last week. But anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, what else? Any other organisations going to get this same treatment?
Well, I suppose that's my next question.
Yeah.
Why are the AFL players exempt? Mm-hmm. Why do they get special treatment? When you look at local...
Good question,
but organisations. You look at the SANFL, they can't, they're not allowed to.
Yep.
Is this another example of the AFL players being above society?
It's a damn good question.
Well, 133353.
Oh, you're going to the phone straight away.
I want to go to the phones, I don't really care what you think now.
You should care. I don't think it matters. I think the AFL have been in contact with the South Australian government. Decision's been made, and obviously all systems go. But I hope the government, in the next 24 hours, make a decision on grassroots football and the SANFL and all sporting codes. Women's netball, the whole lot.
Well, that's what I want, Jars. Then I want to hear
Get back into full contact training. Let's go.
Let's go. Well, there's no active cases in South Australia. If we just together here, SANFL teams training together, you can't catch it off someone that hasn't got it.
Yeah,
so
totally
let's get
agree,
it going.
Ben.
Let's
totally
get it going.
Agree.
And we spoke about this last week. 133353, I want to hear from the family about what they think. They should open it up to the local teams.
Okay.
So are the AFL players getting special treatment? 133353?
Well, no, they're not.
Well, it seems like they are.
No, they're not.
It does.
Well, no one else is allowed to train.
No, they're not. Yeah, but that's just one step. The government might come out tomorrow and then make sure that and allow all our sporting codes here in South Australia to start resuming full contact training. Well, you guys are jumping the gun here.
You can't predict the future, Jazz.
Well, I'm not saying I can. All I'm saying is that tomorrow the government might come out with another good announcement regarding South Australian sports and kids' sports. We've got to get our kids start playing sports.
Well, I know. And we've covered that. That's community sport. It's the way of life for people. So let's get that happening as well. That's what I want to hear from. Give us a call.
You know, if Jazz could predict the future, he'd be Nostradamus.
Oh, no.
133353. Give us a call right now.
Oh, no.
I don't even know what that means.
Nostradamus.
I do.
No, never.
Oh, no. Okay, right. Okay. 133353.
What am I doing? I need another career.
133353. Right. We want to know, are the AFL players getting special treatment and should they be exempt from all our other sporting codes and community sport jars, kids sport at the moment. So I think we've got a few callers on the line.
Yes, we have. That's after the decision by the South Australian government and the SA health officials now have granted the Adelaide Crows and Port Adelaide permission to resume contact, I mean contact, full contact training from Monday.
Yep.
All right. So the decision, does it mean, and no doubt Stephen Marshall will be fighting for this, to play a showdown in round two here at Adelaide Oval?
That's exciting.
That's what. That's a possibility, but I don't think it'll occur. Let's go to the phones. Lance from Two Worlds. G'day, Lance.
How are you, fellas?
Your take on it, please, mate.
Steve's lost the plot, to be honest. with the whole transport thing, first of all, and then this announcement, what makes the AFL players so special? I don't understand it. There'll be no crowds, so the government, I don't know what they're going to get out of it, having it here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just don't know.
The more I think about it, you're right. It doesn't. I think what they're trying to establish here is they want to try and get a showdown because they won't play one in the Gold Coast, but they'll probably play it in the second half of the fixture, Burn. Mm. Would that be fair?
Yeah, that'd be fair.
All derbies and derbies will be played in the second, later in the year with the fixture.
Yep.
I think Stevie Marshall and his government are going, well, hang on, let's get one here now.
Yeah.
To try and get things rolling in terms of the economy. But you're good point there, Lancey. Rob of Murray Bridge. G'day, Rob.
Yeah, howdy, Jars. Yeah, I think they're getting the special treatment and they're just another struggling business out there. Yep. And I've got two kids that live in Mildura. One's 9 and one's 11. Yep. And I haven't seen them for 12 weeks. You know, now they're out there, giving these. Given the AFL exemptions, I'm battling my ass off just to be able to see my kids, mate. And those sort of things, you know. And I talk to everybody. Nobody wants to know about it because it's in the too hard basket. So, you know. So when I hear this, it just sort of...
Makes you angry.
It does, yeah.
Kicking the guts, anyway, mate. Well, stay strong, mate. Hang in there. It won't be long before you see your beautiful kids and appreciate your call. Can I have a prize for Rob, please?
Absolutely. How about Triple M prize pack?
Yeah.
I know you just did the scratch thing, didn't you? You wanted to do
Rob would have to scratch it.
Or you want some scratches, instant scratches.
Yeah, thanks, fellas.
All right, no worries.
Oh, nice.
Take care, Rob. Thanks for the calls. I thought we had a full board. Where'd they all go?
I don't know.
You know I'm honest here. You know I don't hold back.
Yeah, no, we did.
Because the family are part of this bloody journey.
Well, we did have about
what's
four
Jazz
or five
done?
Calls. I don't know what...
Jazz, what have you done?
Jared, our producer.
What's he doing?
He's busy, our boy. He's busy. But I tell you what's up next, family. Burns beef.
I've got a few in the gun tonight too, Jazz.
I'm a bit nervous about this one.
And Country Living Homes are the sponsors.
Yes,
so
Ravo
I'm doing
and the
them
family.
Proud. Mark and Ian Ravenscroft.
Can you just give us a sniff? Who are you going to target? Is there anyone that we've got to just batten down the hatches for?
Well, there's some a little bit further away and there's some really close to home, Jazz. And I'm talking about this studio.
Oh, no. Good boy.
Triple M. Batten down the hatches. Hold on to your hats on Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
You got beef with me.
It's time for Bernie's Beef. For Country Living Homes, anything from transportable and lightweight homes to brick veneer and luxury constructions.
Great supporters of yours, Burn and ours, Country Living. We love them, and thanks for coming on board for Burn's Beef. And who's in your sights tonight, my friend?
Yes, we'd just like to thank Ravo off the top for supporting this. But, Jars, have you noticed any copying going on? Any plagiarism, in fact?
I have, Burn. The last couple of weeks I have, and it's been disturbing.
It has been disturbing. It's been brought to my attention. There's a bit of plagiarism. Bit of maybe laziness, or maybe we're just doing things really well that people want to copy. But there's too many people in this industry being reactive and not proactive us two. And I am going to out a few examples of this, Jazz.
You're going to do a Vlad Putin on us.
Oh, I'm going to Vlad Putin. Right, first of all, as you know, the coin flip leg I do.
Yeah.
Now, that is revolutionary. It's iconic. It's gone global.
Yes.
Can you believe Andy Lee, on behalf of Telstra and the AFL, has done this?
Hello, welcome to round one, game one of the Telstra ADFL season. Of course, there's renewed focus on the Australian Dice Football League with a current pause on the AFL season.
Oh, Andy
that
Lee.
That is damn right plagiarism.
Yeah, go away, you lightweight.
And I'm not accepting that. A couple of things with that. They've started round one again when we've already had round one. Bozos. And I tell you what, they started the season when footy's back in 3 weeks? What are they going to do, have a four-week season? Oh, for God's sake.
And do you give them a clip.
They've had the audacity, Jars, to get in contact with us to see if we wanted to be involved in it.
Oh,
that's bloody insulting. Yes. And you know what? On behalf of you, I aggressively decline that offer.
Oh.
Moving on. Moving on. Now, Jars, this is a bit closer to home for you.
Yes,
you've
Ben.
Been banging on about this season not having any individual awards.
Yes, Ben.
No Brownlow, no All-Australia, no Best and Fairest. Just get on with it. Premiership only. Have a listen to this from Dennis Cometti this week.
I don't think there should be a premiership or a Brownlow medal.
Oh,
I
right.
just feel strongly about that because it is a moving feast, to say the least.
Oh, it's a double up.
He's put a triple in there.
It's a double up. He's copied what you said, and he's used our moving feast. That's ours. We made that up. And it's beast, not feast. Get it right.
Stop it.
Talk about being on Perth time, Jazz.
Yes.
Moving on. Now, this is about this beef. And this has become a radio segment powerhouse. Don't you worry about that.
It is, Burn.
So, rightly so, people are trying to try and emulate it. Mm. Have a listen to this.
Time for Billy's Beef now. I love this section. Billy, everyone's talking about Billy's Beef, but you seem very relaxed about it. You're not sort of into all of the adulation, are you, really?
Not really, Mark, no. Oh. But I've got a strong Billy's Beef this week.
Yep.
Look, I think my Beef of the Week is solely about social media and sporting organisations.
Shut him down.
Yep.
No. He's described that as strong. He's got a strong beef this week. I'll tell you what that was. Week! That was a week, mate! This is a real beef!
There we go.
Right. I haven't even finished yet.
Go away!
Right. Moving on to our boys.
Burn. This
our
is good.
Our boys. Our Brekkie Show boys. They're being just a little bit reactive at the moment, Judge.
I like it, Burn.
Friday morning last week, I heard on some audio from the Triple M Melbourne Brekkie Show.
Yes.
They were absolutely tipping on us South Australians, and it made me angry.
It did, Friday afternoon,
rightly so, we covered it, and this is it. They had a crack at our great West End draft. Now, I was brought up on that, and that is mother's milk.
There you go.
So, Eddie, get stuffed with that too.
1-3-3-5-3. Respond, Adelaide. Respond to those Victorian flogs. The graffiti capital of the world. It's dirty and it fair dinkum stinks.
Give me some ammo because I'm going to go back at him.
Luke
Call
Darcy.
Up. I want to hear from
come
everyone.
Back again, Luke Darcy. Yes, Bird.
Very well spoken by both of us.
Yes,
so,
Bird.
Topic covered, I would have thought.
Done.
You?
Lock it away. Yes, sir.
Move on. Next.
What's happened?
Right. This is what the Brekkie boys have gone and done Monday morning, 3 days later, Jars.
Stop it.
Why is Melbourne crap? God, where do we start? Do we start?
1-3-3-5-3. Give us a buzz. Have a crack at the Victorians. 1-3-3-5-3.
They would have got no callers because we got them all on Friday.
Earth to Doris.
Well, I must admit, I
two knuckleheads in the morning, honestly. They don't read any papers.
They mustn't. I forgive Ditz because he is in love. And when you're in love, your judgment can be clouded and your mind wanders. Remember this?
Yes. Professor Spurrier, can I say, I think you've been absolutely outstanding, and I mean that. And you've been in charge,
as
I said, I really, really mean this sincerely. You've done an incredible
Listen
job, and gee, I hope you get a good long holiday at some stage. You'll need a break, I think.
The flirt! Time to be proactive, boys!
Yeah.
Piss this reactive shit off! Otherwise, my lawyer will be in contact! Jars, is your lawyer still on that retainer?
Go get your own material, you two flogs! Get nicked! They've ruined tits! Go away!
Get your own content!
Yeah!
Good stuff, Burn, we're on! Now, Burn, great news by the government, the South Australian government and the SA Health Department, allowing the Adelaide Crows and Port Adelaide players to start contact training next week.
Yep.
Hopefully tomorrow, a press conference, they'll allow the whole state to start contact training and in other things. We had Rob from Murray Bridge, can't see his kids. We just got to start to, easing up some of these lockdown rules in South Australia. That's all I'm saying. Not
within South Australia.
Thank you, Burn. AFL, I think, potentially could be the next CEO of the competition, Brendan Gale. He's talked about Alex Rance again. Maybe a comeback.
No, that train's left the station. We were pretty clear about that, fairly headstrong individual with evangelical self-belief. And our view was once he checked out, he checked out.
There you go.
I don't think that door is completely shut, Jazz.
You think there's a sniff?
I think there's a sniff. And they keep denying it. everyone that's asked that Richmond keep tonight, knocking on the head straight away because that's what they have to do. But write this down, me
I'm
saying this.
Write down, hang on, what is it? The 19th of, yep, the 19th of April, May.
Oh, yeah, that's going. It's 2022.
6:05 p.m.
Yes. So Bernie Vince, think next year he will be playing at Richmond.
It's like Michael Jordan, isn't it?
Jeepers. Wow. Alex Rance back in the Tiger Jumper next year. All right,
I think
buddy.
He will. I think this year he might have chosen the right year to have it.
Yeah. Hey, plenty to get through the next hour, family. And 133353, if you want to play the quiz, get on the lines now before they get jammed up as usual. We've got a wonderful prize now. Our boss, Matty O'Reilly, who is much respected within our industry.
Yes.
He gives us some feedback from time to time when it suits him.
Yes, yes.
Now, your beef was outstanding once again. You've slapped everyone for plagiarising all of our stuff, our content. Yes. We're ahead of the curve.
Yep.
At 5:59 p.m. tonight, family, and we'll share this with you, on our app. We have a group app, Sean and Craig.
Yes, Moving Beef. What's that?
Led by me as the CIC. I like beef.
I like beef.
That's all he said.
Is he like eating it or does he?
Honestly. And then you've replied, Bernie Vince, what part?
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing.
Not a scrap for Matty O'Reilly.
What did you reply, James?
No, I better
not read
it
out. Not read that out.
Can I? Hey, can I just point out that when you did that solicit for the
quiz?
The quiz.
The Furious Five. Yeah.
How many calls we got?
They're coming now. You haven't played the song yet.
One.
But you did the solicit. What? They're going to wait until I play a song before
smart.
They call?
They know. They don't want to wait on the phone for, you know, 3 or 4 minutes.
Shorty, have you noticed whenever he speaks about the quiz or something happens about the quiz, everything, he loses everything? As soon as he mentioned quiz before, he forgot what month it was.
Marion and my son listened last night. They were in tears on the floor. Stefan and Marion were in tears.
What, disappointed? Sad?
Tears.
The Furious Five. It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it.
A quiz that has captured the hearts of the nation.
Did you hear the segment? What do you think?
It was pretty loose.
A quiz where anything goes.
It's question five.
It's one nil out of four.
A quiz that everyone knows.
Everyone's loving it.
This could win an award in the year.
Two callers battled out by answering 5 questions. The one with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five. The Furious Five.
All right, family, to get on board, and this is going to be very exciting. We've got a wonderful prize, and we're going to say hello to Tyler from Mount Compass. G'day, Tyler.
G'day, mate. How are you?
What do you do, mate? What's your job?
Apprentice carpenter.
Good boy.
Nice.
Good boy. Ah, nice. Good with your hands, young man?
Yeah, buddy.
You a footballer? You play footy?
Nah.
That's a boy. Nah. Got no interest, Burn.
Nah.
And let's say hello to Damon from Roxby Downs. G'day, Damo.
Evening, Gareth. How are you?
Good, my friend. How have you been? And what are you up to up there at Roxby Downs? In the mines?
I do, mate, yeah. But just having a couple of frothies at the minute. So, yeah, all good.
Oh, Burn.
Nice.
Now, gentlemen, this is a sought-after quiz, and there's no doubt there will be other stations that will plagiarise this wonderful quiz. 5 questions. Call out your name first if you know the answer. 1 point for the correct answer. A minus point if you get it wrong. And if we've got other things going on. Now, the other twist to it, that's what I was going to get to. Now, there's a twist, chaps. Bernie and I are your lifeline. If you go, if you know the answer, or if you don't know the answer, and you want a lifeline, just call out Jars or Bernie if you don't know the answer. Now, Sean Craig Murphy has all the answers. Bern and I don't. We only have the questions. Correct, Sean?
When it comes to this quiz, I definitely don't have any answers.
Right, let's go, Bern. Question number one, chaps. Tyler and Damo, good luck.
There's going to be a little problem in these questions a bit later on, but I'll get to that later.
Go, Bern.
What exemption has the SA government just given the Crows and Port?
Damo.
Yes. Tyler.
Damo, yes.
Full contact training.
Oh, yes. Nice start. There's the ding-a-ling, ding-ding. That's one to Damo from Roxby Downs. Number two, chaps. Give a quick summary of the new bonking ban rule in the AFL.
Tyler.
Yes, Tyler.
Go you. Try and get me answer.
Oh, yes. Great call. Go on the lifeline. Come on, Jazz, explain it. And no reading. You're going to let it cheat.
Okay.
No, cover it all.
Excuse me.
No, you can't.
You're not letting read it out.
No.
Put it down.
Yeah, no. It's
out of your brain.
Cover.
Yeah.
No.
It's about,
no, do
it's
it
about
now.
Common
don't read
sense.
It.
It's about making sure that if you go outside the hub, be discreet.
And with what?
If you find a casual partner,
what I was going to say.
If you find a casual partner, be discreet and be respectful. Is that it or not? Sorry, Tyler. Question number three, Byrne.
Okay.
You need to explain. Well, you need to explain.
Well, what is it then?
Well, basically, AFL players can face penalties for casual hookups, and it's nothing to do with the hub. It's in Melbourne.
Oh, right you are.
Thanks.
All right, sorry, so we've got Tyler. A bit of a problem here.
Minus one.
Jars, you've sent me the questions. You've taken a photo of them, but you haven't included the last few words.
Sorry, buddy.
So I can read what I can see. It's question three. Who created the original out of AFL season? Then I'd lose a bit. Dice, flip, game, and the beam. You're going to have to read
Damo.
It.
Who is it? Who created? Damo. Who created it? Bernie Vince?
Yeah. Yes, well done.
Number four. How many peas in hippopotamus?
Tyler.
Yes, Tyler.
Four.
Oh, jeez.
No. Three.
I would have said five. Tyler. All right, last question, Byrne.
I'm going to guess and what I think this says. How many championships did Michael Jordan win?
Damo. Three.
No. So what's the score, John?
No. Damo still ended up winning. Yeah, Tyler was about minus two, and Damo was on two, but he lost.
It was worth a crack.
Well done, lads. Congratulations. Yep. Boys, what's your quick summary of the bonking ban? What would you think, Damo, from Roxby Downs?
You really want to go there?
Yeah.
Probably no comment in that one,
Jarvis. Okay, take a prize. well played, chaps, and take care and look after yourselves. See you, boys.
Got an instant scratch it pack.
But you gave that away early in the show.
Well, I'm still going to give them credits.
You gave that to our caller.
Okay, so what do you want to give
them? You gave that to Rob from Murray Bridge.
What do you want to give them then?
Well, what's the Triple M footy pack?
There's nothing. That's all there is. The instant scratcher pack.
Is that it?
That's it.
So I've got to find another prize. Cheeky Greek? We've got a Cheeky Greek.
We're not allowed to.
Yeah, I can. I can get a Cheeky Greek.
No, not allowed to eat it there, eh? Oh.
Instant scratcher pack and a fun twist to your day with Rubik's Cube instant scratcher tickets.
Well done, chap. Six he won too, didn't he, Michael Jordan?
Six.
What
two,
a show last
heats.
Night. Oh, I'm going to miss him.
He's a local Norwood lad with a degree in law, a passion for business, and a love of wine. He's proven influential in Port's great defensive record.
Oh, that's a terrific mark by Jonas.
And this year takes on sole captaincy for the Port Adelaide Football Club. Please welcome to the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars, Port Adelaide captain, Tom Jonas.
He's a ripper and he's getting very excited because he knows he's not far away from putting the boots back on and he joins us. G'day, Tommy. Thanks for your time, mate.
Nah, thanks for having me as always, boys.
Oh, how's training been? Obviously, the boys are back on deck and be good to catch up with the brotherhood. But how's it been designed in terms of your drills, Tommy?
Yeah, well, good to catch up with the seven blokes that I've crossed paths with. So we're in groups of eight. I think there's six of them.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's just running around, non-contact. Would have really suited you, Jars. But no, it's good. It's just great to be back out there. The deck's an unbelievable, Nick. We've had some nice weather until about half an hour ago. And yeah, it's good just to see a few faces.
And the news just been broken about full contact training can commence next Monday. Does that change your travel plans up to the Gold Coast?
Yeah, I think it does. I think we're going to be in town for another couple of weeks, which is huge.
Nice.
Because it seems inevitable that we'll be up there for some stage, to have another couple of weeks in town would be awesome. And I think there's a few of the boys that are pretty relieved about that. So that's magnificent work by the club and the government. So we're pretty pumped.
And does this mean we could possibly see a home showdown round two between you guys and the Adelaide Football Club?
Yeah, I'm still not sure about that. That would be great. Although, holding out hope that there'll be a home showdown either now or later in the season. I don't think there's any chance that there'll be spectators there, but if we can host the Adelaide Oval and get all the pubs up and firing around the area, that'd be huge.
Tommy, your coach and your chairman have come out and they don't want to be neighbours with the Adelaide Crows when you finally get up there and get into that resort together. You're the club captain of Port Adelaide. You don't want to be buddies with the Adelaide Crows or what?
I got nothing against the Crows boys, good fellas, but it's just a bit weird, you know.
So how's it weird, Tommy?
I don't know. Like, we see each other a bit these days, but I'm not talking like three times a day, like walking in the mill room. So it's a pretty big rivalry. You're competing pretty fiercely. It'd be nice if you're trying to make it as homely as possible to have a little bit of your own space and, you know, not have to walk behind smelly old text all the time.
We had a bit of a joke last week, big fun, about who you would room with from the opposition. Who's one player you would like to room with from the Adelaide Football Club if you had to pair up?
Well, the AFL made you do it.
Jesus, not too many, but you probably have some. You probably have some intel there, Byrne, but I don't know. Crouch boy seemed like a bit of a laugh. Texan would probably be alright. Sloaney would be on his phone the whole time, trying to get a few deals over the
just
line.
He's promoting himself as usual.
Wheeler dealer.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure it'll be fine.
What about the bonking ban that's been an issue for the AFL? Would that be an issue for you? And how are you going to deal with that?
And Bokey?
Well, my wife won't be coming up there, so it won't be. And I'd say it probably won't be for most of our boys, given their track records. But yeah, maybe the
clip.
Maybe the ex-skipper might be in a bit of strife. He's a bit of a local up there as well.
Ladies
so.
Man.
He'd be loved up there, Trav.
Oh, he will be.
Oh, that glamour boy, Oh, mate, it's bloody exciting. And how have you been? You've been busy with other things around the house, the chores? You've been down the shack? Have you been looking after your dog? You've been on the Reds or what?
All of the above, boys. But no, it started to slow down a little bit. Yeah. We've just moved back into our place in Norwood that we renovated and just getting back into the swing of footy and really enjoying it.
Well, you were working with Hammer Hartlett last time we spoke,
yes,
I think. Has he been on the tools still?
Nah, I haven't sighted him since then, so I think he's still rolling out his body and his forearms after that day on the wheelbarrow.
Forearms.
I love that with guns. Now, fake crowd noise. Are you for or against it? Channel 7 have committed to playing fake noise when goals are scored. Would you support that in the speakers around the ground to create a bit of atmosphere?
Yeah, I don't mind that. Yeah.
Oh.
I'd have to wait and see, but I would prefer if they just play tunes. You know, I'm not sure if you used to do it at training where they just had a playlist going and just create a bit of vibe.
Yes, love that.
I'd probably prefer that.
Like a Big Bash type atmosphere after a six has been hit or in between overs.
Yeah, after a big bump or something, you know.
Mate, who should be on Port Adelaide's Mount Rushmore? There's a question we're going to ask the family tomorrow regarding the Adelaide Crows. Who would be Port Adelaide's?
Oh, jeez.
There's four spots, don't forget.
Does that have to be a player?
Yeah, well, anyone from Port Adelaide. Who should be on Mount... I'll give you the Adelaide Crows, right? Minor Rue, Mods, Malcolm Blight and Dee Jarman. They're my four on Mount Rushmore.
You probably haven't got any modern-day ones. You're probably talking your Ebert,
Russell,
Motley.
Wangers?
Quinn, maybe Wanganeen, yeah.
What, Robbie Gray? Pretty,
what about Robbie Gray?
Yeah, Robbie would be around there, but yeah.
There's only four spots.
Those boys that played in the premierships back in the day probably take out the top four.
Right. Russell Ebert.
Well, he did say that. Russ. He said Russell.
Oh, right.
Hey, Tommy, thanks for your time, mate. We'll speak again in a few weeks' time, but good luck and good news that you can start to get in some contact training and we'll speak again, my friend.
Bloody oath, boys. Cheers.
There he is, Port Adelaide captain Tommy Jonas. Very, very excited to be rooming with the Adelaide Crows, boys. Mm.
And what's the room with the Crouch boys? Interesting.
Yeah, Matty or Brad?
Neither. Interesting topic, this one, Jars. Yep. A bonking ban. The AFL has put a bonking ban on. So they've moved to address one-night stands for some of its players. So the AFL players could face penalties if they catch COVID-19 after having casual hookups. Mm. Casual hookups. What's that like? Just going outside the realms of
it's like being in the village in the Olympic Village.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know what happens in there. We've been told. But the league has privately urged players to avoid any irresponsible sexual behaviour that has the potential to put them or their teammates at heightened risk of contracting the virus. It's a little bit laughable, but this is serious, Jazz. The AFL reportedly said it will not ban one-night stands, but a series of hookups wouldn't be looked on favourably. Now, it's not yet clear how many indiscretions they've described.
So it
would take for the AFL to consider penalties. Honestly. So
it's a ridiculous rule. No, I'm sorry.
And I mean,
nah, it's a joke.
It's referred to as the bonking ban. But how do you? So they haven't really been clear on how many
you can't monitor. Who's going to monitor the AFL Integrity Unit?
I don't know.
Players
what's
aren't going to dob their buddies in.
Is this just ridiculous what they've come out with?
Yeah. Look, I know what they're trying to do and what they're trying to say is they've got to be, you know, be careful and be considered. But at the end of the day, it's just a ridiculous rule. A bonking ban, please.
Yeah, some athletes self-ban. They believe in not having sex
before a game, 24 hours before a game.
Well, it makes you perform better. Or I think you lose testosterone or something, don't you?
Lovemaking. Yeah. Prior to an elite event is absolutely outstanding. It makes you perform better.
1-3-3-5-3.
I'm telling you, Bern, it makes you perform.
I'm going to ring Maz and ask her that.
Right at your peak.
Okay. Have you ever self-banned or?
Not at all. Okay. Not at all.
Well, I think we need
to probably get
Maz on.
It was part of the preparation. It was part of just being in the zone.
Okay.
And mate.
So do you reckon any players will stick to this or they'll just be business as usual?
Business as usual for a lot of players. Okay. Can I ask you this question?
I want to go back to Jars.
What?
Come on, more information during your play. So did you ever have any games where it didn't happen the night before and then you had a bad game the next?
Yeah.
Well, you never
But
had.
That's rare.
Rare.
Which player do you think would have the hardest time dealing with it, Boone?
Well, obviously all the single people are going to be the ones that they're looking at. I think if they're talking about single people that are on all these, you know, the Tinder apps and that, they're going to get bored and they're going to throw it out there, throw the little dangle, the carrot out and try and get some girls back or, I don't know.
Well, I think Boakie's going to struggle.
Yeah, okay. Mm. Yeah, well, up there on the Gold Coast, surfer, he'll be out there with the guns out, the tan. Yeah. And
But what about you, Boone? Did you rely, you know, on a...
Oh, nah, well, not
you
really.
It didn't matter to you.
Didn't rely. I was happy to get it if I could, but didn't matter.
It was happy.
Get ready for the new look Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
The Hemel off the Vince. One way, then the other. Bernie!
This is the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
Good on your family. You yawning, Sean Craig Murphy. Why are you yawning? Bern, did you see him yawning?
Yeah, keeping him up.
Mate, we're here to entertain and inform our wonderful family that are out there. There's 500,000 of them that listen to 5:30 till 7, and you're yawning. You been on? Oh, no, it's happened, Bern.
No.
He's Bern. Back in the game. Back in the game. Yeah, I see.
Did you flick left or right? What do you do? Left, how's it work again?
Left. No bonking ban for radio announcers.
Now, up next, we're going to talk about Michael Jordan, the last dancer, Bern, episodes 9 and 10.
It was absolutely
riveting, and it's been wonderful to watch the last 5 weeks. We'll talk about that next. But, family, once a week, I've brought in another little new segment, my live track, Bern and I, and it's called the Ed Kowalczyk Live Track. Because he's live. And this is a live track.
That's the stupidest name ever.
Well, you asked me off the cuff, and I've called Ed Kowalczyk from Live.
I don't know what's happening.
Ed Kowalczyk's the lead singer from Live, the band. Okay. Yeah. This is a live track, so I'm calling it the Ed.
Oh, so is this?
Oh, yeah.
So is this live?
Yes, sir.
No, it's not live though. It's Foo Fighters.
No, but you asked me what it's called.
So every time we play a song, which is
going to be called the Ed Kowalczyk Live.
You don't think that's going to be confusing?
The live.
I'll have to come up with another name.
No, yeah.
He thought he was so clever then.
Last night, the last episode of the Last Dance, which is everyone has been glued to.
Yep.
You know, I'd never really appreciated how good he really was in the 90s. Nah. Honestly, I was always a Magic Johnson man and Larry Bird, with all of us, but growing up as kids. But after the 10 weeks, he goes down as the greatest of all time in terms of basketball.
So good.
Oh, I'm sorry, Magic, and I'm sorry, Larry, but what I saw that the 10-part doco.
Yep. No, I'm 100% with you. He won six in eight years. Six. So two three-peats. I don't think a three-peat had ever been done before, and he did two of them. But I just loved how he wanted the ball in his hands. He wanted to make the shot. And who else would you rather with the ball in his hands at the end of the game? But how many times did he take the last shot? What about when... They thought they were going to lose. I think it was to Utah, was it? And then there was 1.7 seconds. And they're celebrating. It might have been Reggie Miller, actually. It might have been.
That's right.
Who did he play for? I forget now. But he made the match-winning shot, he thought. Then they throw it into Jordan, 1.7 seconds to go. Bang, another match-winning shot the other way. Just unbelievable, Jazz.
Social media went berserk. Last night, Michael Jordan got onto the bus listening to a music artist called Kenny Lattimore. Now, Jordan was bouncing around in his seat in the back of the bus with the headphones on. So I was intrigued on, all right, what song is he listening to? Here's Jordan on the bus.
What are you listening to?
Kenny Lattimore. Brand new. Not even out yet. He's a friend of mine. You know how I can get that.
Right, so he was relaxed. This was before, I think, the final game to win.
In his Servo Sunnies. What about the Servo Sunnies?
What about that? Yeah, how cool
they're all wearing them.
So Kenny Lattimore, and this is the song he was listening to in the back of the bus. That's what Jordan was listening to. Now, this would put me to sleep. I thought it was AC/DC or Led Zeppelin or
something. It was pump up music
Guns N' Roses. I thought it was Paradise City, but this was it. This is what he was. But what, he's bouncing around.
Very
wasn't
gentle,
he?
Wasn't he? He was bouncing. Geez, that
Kenny
move,
Lattimore. Do we play his stuff on his show? Do we?
Yeah.
Well, he said he was mates with him, didn't he? He said he's mates. No one else has heard this. But what about the food poisoning? In when I think they were playing in Utah and you ordered pizza late at night in the Utah pizza joint, the only one that was open, poisoned his pizza and it worked.
Yeah.
He was down out and found a way to bounce back and they won that game.
Security said, don't eat it. Don't eat it. And he's going, no, I'm starving. I've got to eat. And and none of them had a piece of the pizza.
Oh.
But why would you ring up and go, yeah, can I order a Hawaiian and, a little bit of a garlic bread for Michael Jordan, please?
Yeah, no, don't mention
names.
And I'm
a Utah Jazz basketball fan, diehard, probably making it in my singlet on, the pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, with my cap and
Karl Malone shirt on.
If you got the gear, let's knock him out.
Do you remember that? You remember how many people rocked up at the door to deliver it?
There was five.
Five.
For a box of pizza.
You know there's something up there when there's five people deliver it and they're Utah fans. Oh,
and did it
come
work, Burn?
On.
Did it work,
it
Burn?
Worked. Knocked him out, but it didn't really work in the end. Knocked him down, but not out.
No, he ate them all too. Cop this, Adelaide. I mean, cop this, Utah.
It's the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars on Triple M.
They tried to poison him.
Bit of footy news, Jars, to close out this remarkable show on a Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
Fake footy crowd noise is going to be trialled by Channel 7. Are you for or against it?
I'm against it, Burn.
Against the
no, I don't like it.
I think there was no atmosphere around one. Let's get some atmosphere.
What kind
Let's
of
try it.
But didn't we do this before? Didn't we talk about this about three weeks ago?
No, but again, we're ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
But Channel 7 have just come out and said they're going to
do
it. Well, just
Hang
crowd
on, what
noises
you got?
For goals.
Are you against it,
Charles? I'm against it. why don't we play songs like the Big Bash do in between goals?
They're not going to do that.
Right,
they're trialling
right.
crowd
so
noise.
All right,
support.
Will you support that?
I like the trial of it. We'll see if it adds some atmosphere.
Okay.
Moving on, Joe Danaher. Doubt still surrounds when his return will be. And John Worsfold said today that the key forward was, in his words, still a fair way off. Now, that is worrying, Jars. This has been his third
it
year
is,
out,
yeah.
basically. He played a couple of games towards the end of last year. But it's worrying, isn't
and
it, for
Burn,
a big key forward?
You've just come out of the game. His heart's not into the Essendon Football Club anymore, is it?
Well, he really tried to get to Sydney hard, like really hard. Mm. Was going to take pay cuts and everything to get there. But I don't know whether Sydney would want him now. He sort of damaged goods a little bit. So it's hard when you try and go somewhere like that and then get knocked back in the end. But anyway, we'll watch that space.
Absolutely.
And also, just to finish off, Damien Hardwick has come out and said that winning this year's premiership will be the hardest thing ever. Do you agree?
He's delusional.
Delusional? No,
he's delusional. He's had too many knocks to the head.
How?
Nah, it's not going to be the greatest. No way.
It will be the greatest.
No, it's not.
Well, it's going to be hard. Everything that everyone's gone through, I feel like, put it this way, Jazz, if a team outside of Melbourne wins it, remarkable, because it's all in the Victorian team's favour this year. Mark my words.
We'll discuss this more tomorrow, young man.
Did you see a spider?
We'll discuss this tomorrow. Thanks, family. See you tomorrow.
Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
And I urge you to take part.